So I'm going to speak about urban sprawl pressure on wildlife in the greater Beirut area. To begin with, Lebanon, located in the Middle East region, only occupies 0.007% of the world's surface. It is a part of the Mediterranean hotspot. We have in Lebanon around 9,116 known species, divided into around 4,000 and a half fauna and more than 4,000 and a half flora, with 12% of endemic terrestrial and marine species. When speaking about the biodiversity, we have to speak about the ratio species area. So in Lebanon, concerning flora, we have 0.25 plant species per square kilometer, which is higher than other countries having larger green spaces area, such as Brazil 0.0044 and South Africa 0.0081. We have around 2,600 terrestrial plants. Concerning fauna, we have 0.028 animal species per square kilometer, which is higher than any other Arab states, such as Libya 0.017 and Syria 0.019. We have 46% of our fauna as terrestrial. But in Lebanon, we're facing a huge problem, especially around the capital, Beirut. The greater Beirut area is the most affected area by the expansion of buildings, especially since the civil war, due to the migration of the citizens from the city to its outskirts. So as you can see in this, in this map, there's a huge sprawl of the urban Can you help me, please? Thank you. So as you can see in this map, there's a huge sprawl of the urban areas toward green spaces between 1985 and 2016. 28.5% is the average of value of loss of green spaces in the greater Beirut area between these two dates. Only 0.3% of the citizens are willing to preserve their lands. 99% or 99.7% wish to take advantage of these lands, such as residential construction, 27.8%, farming, 25.7%, and real estate markets, 22.1%. Concerning municipalities in this greater Beirut area, municipalities are facing high urban expansion, average sprawl, and weak expansion. Why weak expansion? Because certain municipalities already were urbanized in 1985, so we don't have any green spaces in these municipalities. Also, tax system requires developers to pay only a fraction of the infrastructure and utilities cost in these or around Beirut in the suburbs. So periphery is less expensive to citizens to buy there. So the will of the citizen, the urban sprawl reflect a huge fragmentation of green spaces in the greater Beirut area. That's why we're going to take it as a study area. This area is located in the center of the Lebanese coast with an area of 2,232 square kilometers. It is constituted of the administrative city of Beirut and the adjacent municipality of different Qazas in Mount Lebanon Governorate. We have to note that Beirut is the Lebanese most urban pole. So the aim of the study is to analyze how urbanization and its sprawl affect the forest ecosystem in the greater Beirut area, GBA. Considering that the fauna lives all over greater Beirut area's forest, because we don't have any data, we have a lack of data and census in Lebanon. Studying the connectivity is, we are going to study the connectivity with studying the fragmentation of the spaces or green spaces in this area. So to study the fragmentation, we used two Landsat satellite images dating from 1985, Landsat 5, and 2016, Landsat 8, with 30 meters of spatial resolution. The images were taken in the months of May and June, when the vegetation is clearly visible in Lebanon. On a software called ArcGIS, following the normalized difference vegetation index, or NDVI calculation, we classified the images between developed areas and green spaces. Then we converted these images from raster to polygon feature, and we removed the developed areas. Now that we have only the fragment of green spaces, these fragments were represented on two maps that we're going to see in a while. Then we classified these features using a unique value called fragments area and converted back to raster. FragStat 4.2 is another software that we are going to use. In this software, we can calculate landscape metrics such as LPA, LSA, and NPA. These three indexes were used in this study: largest patch index, landscape shape index, and number of patches. To add, in order to visualize the fragmentation, we chose five locations dispersed along the GBA, as you can see in this map. We downloaded, rectified, and georeferenced these images, Google Earth images dating from 2004 and 2018 on GIS. The green and developed areas were digitalized as polygon and represented on two maps, 2004 and 2018, for each location. As results, we found that, we have a green spaces lost all over the greater Beirut area. We have a huge fragmentation, as you can see in this animated map. The minimal surface of fragment was in 1985 around 2,300 square meter. Now it's only 600 square meter. The maximal surface of a fragment was around 126 million square meter. Now it's only 9 million square meter. Concerning the FragStat indexes, the NP, or number of patch, can help us to see if there's a huge fragmentation. So in 1985, we had 212 fragments. Now we have 1,048 fragments. So it's a huge fragmentation. The LSI was 14.27. Now it's only, 32.5. The increase of LSI means that we have an increasing in segregation and isolation of the patches, so there's a huge fragmentation with isolated patches. The LPI decreased from 93% to only 13%. The largest patch was 93%, it occupies 93% from the whole green spaces area in the greater Beirut area. Now it's only 13%, and it is located nowadays in the south of this area. When visualizing the fragmentation, we have to know that in 2004 fragmentation was present, but the fragments have a remarkable surface, making the connectivity possible between these fragments. So while in 2018, with a huge construction and the development of quarries, buildings, roads, we have a fragmentation of the spaces, or an expansion, a huge expansion of urbanization. So as you can see in Rumye, located in the north of the GBA, we in 2004 we used to have three patches. Now we're having around six patches. In Wadi Shahrur al-Sufla, center of the GBA, we used to have a single patch. Now we're having 21 fragments. In the first study of the study area of Aramun, we had one single patch. Now we're having seven fragments. And in the second area of Aramun, located in the south of the GBA, we had four patches. Now we're having around 10 patches. Concerning Blaybel, located in the center of the greater Beirut area, it was urbanized in 2004, but why? Because it is located next to a city already urbanized. So there's a huge expansion in this study area. I don't know what to say. As you can see here, you can see, okay. Sorry. We used to have 10 patches, now we're having only, I don't know why it's not playing here. Okay. We used to have 10 patches, now we're having 24 patches. or 24 fragments. So why we're having this huge sprawl or this huge fragmentation? Economic factor is important. The better quality of life next to the center of the city and the capital, Beirut, with better job opportunities, higher salaries, with bank loans, so citizens will buy their residence next to the capital, counting on the low interest of bank loans. We have governmental centralization. The public administrations are located in Beirut or its suburbs, only in Lebanon. We have illegal construction constructions around Beirut, and we have increasing population pressure, especially with the presence of Syrian refugees that reach around 1,100,000 refugees officially. And we have a special situation in Lebanon called a cold ribbon-shaped construction. So house owners will build their residence next to the road in order to benefit from the water, sewage, and electricity network. So an urbanization and urban sprawl is leading to habitat fragmentation in Lebanon, thus a biodiversity erosion. The urbanization and any reason leading to its expansion, such as roads, quarries, or buildings, is fast evolving in Lebanon, aggravating the situation of the forest located near the capital. Reducing the size of the forest fragments and increasing their isolation is limiting the reproduction of certain species located in living in these forests, so reducing the viability of the population of these species. The evolution alters the evolution of the urban sprawl in the greater Beirut area, alters the vegetation. These vegetation are the habitats of certain fauna, such as oak, pine shrubs, fruit trees, such as olive, orange trees, bananas, and vineyards. So, and to conclude, forests are being connected before, are now fragmented without any connection. An average sprawl of 28% is leading to a fragmentation into small inhabitable patches and a segregation of these small fragments. So we're having a decrease in the spatial connectivity between these fragments and then a decrease in the reproduction rate of species living in these fragments. So we have a difficulty of the living species to survive. The increase of a spatial connectivity between the various fragments within the same forest becomes a major stake for the conservation of its biodiversity. Thank you.